AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is revealing the case against the young Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused in the leak of highly classified military documents. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Investigators believe 21-year-old Jack Teixeira led an online private chat group on the social media platform Discord, where the documents about the Ukraine war were shared. Discord provided billing information that helped lead the FBI to Teixeira, who made his first court appearance today, while Attorney General Merrick Garland won't say much about the case.
This is not just about taking home documents. That is, of course, itself illegal. But this is about the transmission.
President Biden says the government's still working to determine the document's validity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than two dozen members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa drug cartel, including sons of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, are facing charges in the U.S. in a fentanyl trafficking investigation. Ann Milgram is the DEA administrator.
Fentanyl is the greatest threat to Americans today. It kills more Americans between the ages of 18 to 45 than terrorism, than car accidents, than cancer, than COVID.
The Justice Department and Danco Laboratories are asking the Supreme Court to preserve access to an abortion drug free from restrictions imposed by lower court rulings. Governor Kathy Hochul says her state, New York, will be a safe haven.
We in the state of New York will make sure that this is available for the women of our state in case that decision stands.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a bill allowing authorities to issue electronic notices to draftees and reservists about fighting in Ukraine. Rules previously required the in-person delivery of notices. The man accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee made his first appearance in a San Francisco court but did not enter a plea. This is AP News. The Russian Pacific Fleet is on high alert for snap drills.
The massive show of force comes amid the tensions with the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the goal of the war games is to test Russian military's capability to mount a response to aggression. Shoigu says the scenario envisages a response to an adversary's attempt to make a landing on Sakhalin Island and the southern Kuril Islands. Japan asserts territorial rights to these islands, which it calls the Northern Territories. The Soviet Union took them in the final days of World War II, and the dispute has kept the countries from signing a peace treaty formally, ending their hostilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's government approved a controversial plan to open the country's first casino in the city of Osaka in an attempt to lure more foreign tourists. It's expected to open as early as 2029, 4 years after Osaka hosts a World Expo. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.